Today, we are going to learn how to turn our emotions into stories that sell. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek, today to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast with a returning guest. You might remember her. She was recently on the show, Laureen Celentani. In episode 25, we talked about how to go from hustle culture to holistic success and to let go of all the hustle that we thought we need to do. And today I invited Laureen again because she has so much more to teach us. And I'm so incredibly excited to dive into the topic, how to turn our emotions into stories that sell. Hello, Laureen.
Hello. Thank you for having me on again. I know last time we just got so into it. We're like, oh no, we got to wrap this up. We need a part two. So I'm glad we have the space. We have the time to dive into the juiciness of wherever we want to go. I'm here for it. This is what I love to do.
I'm incredibly thankful you took the time for it. As you say, we spoke last time around 40, 50 minutes, which is nothing if you want to deep dive really into a topic, if you want to learn. And I know the people listening to this podcast specifically are very eager to learn. So here we are again. What happened in between? It has been a couple of weeks. You moved places, did you? Tell us a little about your life and what you are currently up to.
I know. We currently don't have a home. That's a weird thing to say, but we are traveling full time, my partner and I, and just, you know, a few weeks, few months here and there throughout the US right now, just to explore, to get outside in different places. And what I didn't realize is how much traveling for me was going to be this growth experience. I understood, traveling, new experiences, new people, new culture, but the triggers and the emotions that have come up, I'm like, wow. This is not expected, but it was needed. So, you know, traveling full time has really allowed me the opportunity to practice more and more what I preach about, what I teach about, of really those emotions are not in the way. Your body is not in the way. It's leading the way, you know, and whether it's your environment, the people around you, your business, they don't have to be a certain way in order for you to be really the master of yourself.
I think this is an incredibly important topic, as I don't have only lots of people in our community who work and travel or are building their businesses and travel across the globe. Even two of my clients are currently traveling Southeast Asia and dealing with quite some, I would say, just unexpected situations, things we cannot control, but barely predict as well. And I have made this experience myself when I was in Southeast Asia traveling, thinking, you know, being a digital nomad is the best thing that can happen to you, because it is. Like, we've never had so many opportunities to travel across the globe and just do what we love doing, make some money, not with no proper pants on. And next to that, enjoying all the beaches where normally people need a lifetime to get to, because having only the few weeks vacation that we normally have, it's just not enough. What I highly underestimated is indeed those constant changes and learning that I am my home and that I am responsible for everything I feel and how I feel and how I set myself up and what I create. I can now, in retrospect, say that I did fail. It could have done so much more easier if I would have been prepared, first of all, what's gonna happen or what might happen, and then have the right tools to deal with it almost immediately. Because I think this is what we need to get ourselves out of this spiral, out of this anger, anxiety, fear, because there is lots of things that come up when we travel, and not only travel, but I think running a business on its own is a challenging journey we are on. So what are you going to teach us today? We want to convert our emotions into stories that sell. How did you discover this powerful tool?
Well, first, to kind of piggyback on what you said, I think a lot of us that think we think about the past, we could have done things better, we didn't have the right tools. But you are here listening to this podcast today. I am here talking on this podcast today because everything led us to this moment in time. And one of the things with working with our emotions, working with our bodies, is that it makes us be present in the present moment. Letting go of the stories we tell ourselves about would have, could have, should have done differently. You said maybe I would have looked at it differently, like I failed, versus look at the growth and the opportunities that I didn't realize I had to, it was a mirror for me. So the first thing is really what I want to chat about is when we can be present with ourselves, we can let go of the stories, we can let go of, well, he said that in a different wrong way to me, or that person cut me off in traffic. It doesn't matter what happened. But when we can fully be present and feel with whatever emotion's coming up, you don't even have to have a label for it, right? It's just taking the stories out. It's a practice to learn to allow that energy to come through us. Because I don't remember if we went into this last episode, but we'll do it just a little bit. Emotions, the word itself, emotion, the etymology of it, e, energy, motion, in motion. So when we are constantly stuffing down those emotions, judging the emotions, trying to control the future, all of these things to resist
And
feeling.
also emotionally judging others or situations.
Yes, yes. Or judging ourselves for feeling a certain way too, just pile up that judgment, right? And it's layers and layers and layers. But when we can come back to our bodies, get out of our heads, these monkey minds, if you will, go back to the body, we can actually be present with what's coming up and what our intuition, our higher selves, want to tell us. So when we talk about turn emotions into stories that sell, really what we're doing is learning to practice being present in our bodies, what's coming up, and kind of reflecting, journaling on what is this showing me, and how can I show up and share this message with my clients, with the world? Because let me tell you, whatever is active in you, whatever is triggering the F out of you, is what your clients are working through. Maybe it's a little bit different, maybe you're a few steps ahead, but you want to be able to authentically be that leader, authentically show up and say, hey, I'm in the messy middle of whatever's happening. Share as much as you want, but this is how I work through this. People, stories sell, facts don't. So, what if we can combine not only healing and working with our own energy and feeling better, becoming more magnetic, but also to be a better storyteller? To be a better leader of whatever healing movement or whatever business that you have, be that leading, shining example. Does not mean perfection, but what it does mean is to consistently show up and honor where you're at. Just be honest with yourself. I don't know, for me, it's like sometimes that program that comes up is like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that perfectionist overachiever mentality. No, I'm fine. Everything's fine. But it's definitely far from being fine. So I think I'll leave it there and we can dive in wherever you want to, Ivana, from there. But it's really just being learning a system that works for you to feel what's coming up in order to understand that gold, that diamond in the rough from all that pressure that's underneath.
I see this a lot. And for me personally, what was in the matter when I started creating on social media many years ago, the shame and embarrassment and not being able to look in a camera was really a thing back in the days. And I see this with so many people where just people say, I'm fine, I'm gonna do it anyway. And you can if you have a little bit of a skill and perhaps even know the person and you can look straight in the eye, and you can sense that fear, and you can actually see nothing is fine. And I do think that energetically people sense it too. But I think what it does to us is that it forces us into a spiral of exhaustion further down, because you can only pretend that much. You can only pretend that long. We have different capacities or levels of resilience, and eventually it will force you to stop and have a longer break. And then is when things happen that I observe a lot with my people, when I say, yeah, I just can't anymore. I want to get out of here. I don't want to create on social media. I'm overwhelmed. And this is probably because there was a lot of things accumulated that we didn't allow to happen, because pretending that everything is fine is something that we inherently are carrying around the globe in our lives. And I think working through that, as I have done it in the past, and until today, I think unconsciously do it because it has become a practice and a habit. It's not always easy to show up in front of camera. Like, there are days where I just be like, oh my God, can we burn all cameras on this planet Earth? Because I don't feel like it. But there is a sense of responsibility that I still want to show up and be there for my community. But yet there are the work we need to do to not to harm ourselves mainly. Yeah. So when you have discovered that you can work through your emotions, or how have you discovered it? What was something that you said, like, okay, wow, this is like this now. I'm doing this, but if I do this, everything changes.
I think for me, I think people can relate to that runner's high, runner's bliss, or yogi's bliss. You know, after you've moved your body, you feel unstoppable, you feel great in some capacity. And people can reach that state through meditation as well. But what I have found, it's much easier to work with our body to shake that energy up, especially if we are prone to more anxiety, to be overthinking. And even as a skilled meditator, when you sometimes it's hard to get into that state, right? So when we can do something to kind of bring us back to the present moment. And for me, it's a combination of breath work, but also somatic movement, which basically is just so soma, the root of that word means body. And there's a lot of people who have their own different ways of doing somatic healing. For me, it was really what feels good in my body. How can I reconstruct this? As you know, I was deep into my own spiritual journey and awakening and healing, starting working with my own body's energy, the Kundalini life force, which we can talk about in a moment, the chakras or the energy centers. And as that energy started to awaken, I started to actually feel it in my body. And that's it. Everybody has the energy, life force energy flowing through them. Yes, you might experience differently, that everybody's unique in that way. But our emotions are literally that life force energy. And there's this direct correlation. You don't have to go on a 3 month long journey to an ashram or India to awaken. It's just really owning how you feel. So the process that I do that I love teaching people, super simple, is simple body movements. And after a while, you learn this, you start to understand that, oh, I'm not just practicing these poses. I'm actually letting my body move. Because if you look at any animals in the wild, an animal of prey who's being chased and they end up surviving and they're safe, once they're safe, they naturally will shake their whole bodies off. They will release that stress, they will release the adrenaline and all those fear chemicals from their body. You see your animals, like your dogs, shake their body. Same thing, they're shaking their energy. So the three steps that I really have that I teach people is first, shaking energy. Not only is it good.
Happens, Lorene, what happens when we shake our body in a stress situation? Because I can
Yes.
relate to that runner's high. You have achieved something incredible, and then you have an emotion that makes you feel like you are indeed unstoppable.
Yes.
And if you don't stop that, you keep on racing, like in your mind. I remember after a half marathon that I barely could walk myself home from the finish line, but in my mind, I was making the next plan for the next huge goal, which is insane. I dropped it, I think, 3 days later after I recovered, and be like, oh, this is impossible. I barely can walk. But if we dive deeper into that, like, failure is so predictable. But with when we shake those emotions out, this runner high, yoga's high, or any high that we have, even like getting off of an interview like this, or being on stage and speak, or creating lots of reels or videos where, or YouTube videos where you speak a lot, you can get easily in this high where we then later need to, get back to normal and not get into this, I call it stress spiral, where it gets even more and more and more uncomfortable. What happens when we shake our bodies?
Well, I think what you're referring to is, if we're not grounded, if we're not present, we're so out in the ether, if you will, like the marathon. You can barely finish walking across the finish line, but you're so open. I think I view it very energetically. You're just open and excited, but you're not as grounded in what's coming up in your body. So the practices that we're teaching is the first part of it is shaking. That first of all allows you to get present in your body. You're feeling your body. You're saying, "Ooh, what part's tight of my body?" The difference there is we're intentionally connecting with our bodies to sensations, to emotions, in order to allow that because to move because the body wants to heal. The body wants to move energy. It wants you to alchemize that emotion into gold. It wants to help you, but when we try to control it, we try to stick in our heads that, it's like you can't force it. So really what's happening is we're getting ourselves into a trance-like state. And I think that's similar to what, running is, but we're intentionally going into this with a purpose of moving this energy through us so that we can show up and be that beacon of light and share our hearts with the world. And shaking not only helps move your energy around, activates your energy, it's also great for lymph drainage. If you have a little trampoline, I used to love doing that, just jumping on the rainbounder. But physically, it's a very old somatic tool that cultures have done for millennia of just shaking your body up and down just to get that energy activated, just to really just bring your mind to the focus of your body and not of your environment. And then the second step, I really, teach people through the breath, very simple, how to kind of pump that energy through their body, to move that activated energy up and out. And the third step is just really kind of allowing the energy to settle and reintegrate, because when we can combine principles from moving our body and our breath, we really are able to not only work emotionally, work with the energy, but it's a really easy focus point for us to focus on and not be in our heads of, oh my gosh, I have to jump on this podcast in an hour. I don't know what I'm going to say, or whatever story is going on in your head. So that's just an easy way for us to be present with whatever is coming up emotionally in our bodies. If you can give it a name, great, but you don't need to. All you need to do is just notice where that sensation, that feeling lives in your body. When you're stressed, I always feel like in between my eyebrows are furrowed, or if I'm anxious, I always feel it in my chest or my gut drops to the ground. You'll start to notice, oh, physically, where do I feel these emotions? And through moving with our bodies, we're switching out of the stress response, switching out of the more active brain state into a trance-like state. In order to let the body do what it knows how to do, which is move the energy. And through that process, you'll start to feel better, but you'll start to see solutions. You start to have ideas or stories from your past that will relate to what's coming up for you now so that you can integrate that not only for your lives, but what you're sharing with the world.
This is a incredible practice. It just makes so much sense to me that if we, because what we focus on expands, right? You have heard it probably too. And if we focus on that, those emotions we actually don't want to feel and sometimes can't even really grasp where they come from. Because let's say if you want to create, if you want to share the message with you with the world, why would I be then anxious about it, right? There is sometimes a situation that we barely can explain, but rather focusing on the creation force rather than on the force that doesn't allow us to create will probably move us faster to the goal, right?
Yeah, and just a little more side note on emotions. the emo like the anxiety, let's give anxiety for example. If I know I'm supposed to be doing this, if I know this is the right thing that I'm here to share my heart, why am I anxious? Well, the anxiety is just showing you what you've been focusing on. Like you beautifully stated, it's like where we focus grows. So our emotions are just these indicators, kind of like a GPS system on your phone to show you, hey, you're supposed to be taking a left, but you keep on going straight. Take the left, take the left. And sometimes I get louder or it starts to reroute you. So the emotions, there's no bad emotion. It's just here literally saying, hey, there might be some self-doubt that you've been thinking about that you haven't realized. It's kind of been a story you've been perpetuating and thinking behind the scenes. And it's just an opportunity for us to refocus, yes, in the moment, in our bodies, but in general, be like, oh, I didn't realize, I never seen that perspective before. So just a little side note on emotions is like they're all guiding us to that success, to the abundance, to the wisdom and the love, everything that we want. But we just have to look at them in a different light.
Is the end result, Lorene, when we have worked through the emotion? Let's say whatever, can be anxiety, can be just a simple discomfort sometimes that can get big, right? If we allow it, is the end result of grounding oneself or shaking it through and letting the energy flow through breath, flow through our bodies, is the end result that we are looking for or able to experience a flow of creativity in a way, how to explain it the best, where it just comes easy. But often when we want to create something and we know our fields, we know our expertise, we know let's say the technical part behind it, how to structure a message and how to bring it across, but yet it is stuck up here. And the moment you start speaking in front of camera, it will be like a what am I even doing here? Doesn't make sense. It's not as cool as it was in our head. Is the result that we can gain through that absolute clarity on our message?
I would say 100% yes. And I think what you described, such a beautiful way of putting it too, is embodiment. You know, in our heads, we know we're the successful speaker, coach, business owner. But what are we really thinking about? How would you approach things as that successful business owner? You know, would you be judging yourself? Not to say you would never be anxious, of course, there's always going to be new experiences, but how would you approach life? So, yes, really, the end result is that version of you already exists. So this kind of work, working with whatever's coming up, emotion to emotion throughout the day, that's what the GPS is guiding you towards, is that version of yourself. So yes, it's just like kind of chipping away. You know, every emotion you gain a new perspective, you gain wisdom, you gain different ideas, because my perspective is that our bodies are the most spiritual thing about us, because without these bodies, we wouldn't be having this experience of being a human on Earth, right? And our power, our superpower, is that we can feel. And sometimes we feel like we're being overfeeling. You know, I'm a very sensitive person too, and we can use that to harness that power to create, not only to heal, you become that person, that successful version of you, but you use that energy to channel. You know, my perspective is we're all a unique channel of God, where we have our own egos, our own personalities, our own version of life, but we're here to channel that essence, that idea, that passion into the world. And through that process, we're going to have to grow. You know, our breath and growth are the two constant things in life. So to think that we're never going to have a negative emotion again once we're at this quote unquote goal is a silly thing to think of, because those emotions are constantly guiding us, rerouting us towards that next level of success, next level of success, because we're never going to get it done. We're here with all these big dreams. I'm sure everybody listening knows they're like, this idea and then this idea. Oh my gosh, I got to focus on this one at a time. We're never going to get it done. That's what makes it so exciting. And for me, it's like, okay, if I'm never going to get it done, then that kind of gives me that opportunity, that leverage, like, oh, I can slow down. It's not about trying to do more, more, more. It's about being able to be present with what's actually coming up. What is the biggest desire to create? There's power in focus, power in that clear message clarity, like you just said, power in knowing who we are, power of being able to focus through any distraction when you are coaching, when you are on a podcast or speaking. And I think that that's really the overarching picture, like you said, like that's not just the end result, but the bigger picture of doing this kind of embodiment work is it's literally you becoming that version of you now.
Lorene, when you speak about being your authentic self, what does that mean to you?
Oof. I think honestly, like we just said, it's like really just owning what's coming up for you. It's not about perfection, okay? It's really about owning where we're at and using that as that fuel to create. Like the whole process we talk about, it's not about, for me, really thinking about what's the persona or how do I want to share online, how good my life is, how cool that, you know.
That's often not authentic because life is not always good. We spoke about this in episode 25, like how life, especially when you start building a business, can actually look like on with all its phases. So, dear listener, if you want to deep dive into the other episode we have created, we speak a lot about PMS and cycles, etc. So life is not just like one straight, and especially when we are doing difficult things, life can become even more tricky. So authentic self is not just authentically showing what's good. Why I'm asking you this is because there is a authenticity has become a huge world in the online space, where I also believe that somebody can create their content on video, even pre-recorded, and still be authentic because there is an authentic, deep message behind it, with the person sharing it the way the person would share it at any given time. And what we perhaps have misused, or in one way or the other, just somewhat got wrong, thinking that we need to perform on social media in our most beautiful, shiny way possible, up to the point where I met people saying, like, I can't do that. I don't have this pretty home. I don't have this fancy office. I don't live on a cool beach like you do, Ivana, or like close to a beach, right? I was like, that was never the point. Why? Because I think that our true, authentic, and the magnetic self you were speaking about that really attracts the people and tells the stories is actually something that is deeper based on our truth. And why? What is your experience with why so many people have so many struggles sharing their truth? Their truth in their message, the truth about where they come from? Because I always say, you come so quick to success the moment you accept who you are and close the gap between where you want to be. If we pretend to be further or somebody else and don't acknowledge the moment, don't acknowledge and accept the moment who we really are right here, right now, and what we need to get where we want to be, it can take forever because you will always be starting to fill not your gaps, right, but doing things that you think you need to do. Why is it so difficult to be our true self?
Oof. I mean, that could be a podcast episode itself. I think, you know, for myself and the women I've worked with, I've seen the messy middle, kind of like what you were saying. It's like, well, you know, maybe I made my first $5, but with social media, you see people making their $5 million a year, you know, and like, who am I to teach whatever I'm teaching? And I think what we forget is where we're on in our journey is not only remarkable for us and how powerful and amazing and wonderful we are, but it's remarkable for the people we want to work with, you know. So, you know, thinking of a weight loss coach, somebody, if you're still a coach and you're still on that weight loss journey, maybe you've lost 50 pounds, but you want to lose 100. Well, you still have those foundations, the time on task, the experience of how to have enough courage to go to the gym, to understand what it means to move your body, to work out the nutritional basics. And for somebody, just getting to the gym, the anxiety and like just not having the knowledge, what you have practiced, what you are a master at, is very valuable and remarkable to them. So I think what you were saying is a perfect illustration of like, well, what does authenticity mean? And owning who we are right now. And through this work that we talked about, another side effect of it, if you will, is telling a better story where we're at, seeing that weight loss coach example, seeing how remarkable and amazing we are. Oh my gosh, I've been to the gym pretty consistently for a year now, for 6 months now. For somebody, that's huge, but for you start to build that self-trust. You still to build a positive self-image with also still improving, still consistently showing up. The otherwise, I think that's where the imposter syndrome or the anxiety, the not wanting to go on camera, putting record, and what do I want to say comes from, is because that disconnect that I think you pointed out earlier of really like trying to be someone we're not, trying to fake like we got this amazing $1 million business and I'm, all these accolades that aren't actually true. When we can own where we're at, own our story, own how we just approached things, that's remarkable to your clients, and you start to learn how remarkable you are. And that's when the momentum really starts to build. That's when we can kind of deconstruct those layers of judgment around feeling a certain way, judging other people a certain way. And we start to just honestly love ourselves and love our lives more. We realize that that's the missing link in long-term success of really the stories we tell ourselves. So I think to answer your question, it's telling a better story about yourself, and so you can share that story authentically with what you are creating in the world.
Give you an example from my side when I started sharing that I have failed in the past, which was super embarrassing at first. Be like, how can someone who has failed teach me something she is doing now? But it was the moment where I started receiving emails, people inquiring my services without me putting them out there, because there was a point where people say, okay, that is real, and this is something that makes total sense, and we know where she comes from, and we know where she can get us, because perhaps people have failed in the past, or people have tried in the past and have not made good experiences. So when you are teaching us to shake it off and to ground ourselves, to work through these emotions that are stuck in our body, you mentioned before as well chakras. How do our chakras come into play, and how do we open up those chakras that we need to express our truth and to be ourselves and to do the work we do with more ease?
Oof. Well, it's another favorite topic of mine. So we'll talk about two to three, mostly focusing on one. The first two chakras in your body, your root chakra, which is at the bottom of your pelvic bone, right where your like genitals are, that's like the root chakra. And that's our connection, safety, community, connection to the earth. So a lot of like our belief systems from the first 7 years of our life live there. So that's when we start to shake up from an energetic perspective, you're shaking up any energy that's ready to come up and be released from those belief systems, from growing up, from society, your family, all of that. But learning to actually feel safe in who you are, that's a huge part. Safe to share your message. The second chakra where I'm going to spend most of my time is around your navel, a little bit underneath your navel, your sacral chakra, which is for a woman, your womb space, your uterus. So really that creation life force energy, whether you're creating a business, a baby, doesn't matter. If you're a man, we still have the same energy, doesn't matter. And it's also where our emotions live too. That creation, you see a theme here, everybody, right? The creation life force energy is your emotions. So when we do practices that allow us to be present, work with our emotions, that's working with this energy. You're working with that sacral energy. And the more that we can work with that, it's like I view it kind of as cleaning your channel, cleaning your tube, like from a yogic perspective, it's your like channel. A lot of ancient cultures will say that. So that each time you have an emotion come up, it's kind of like just cleaning a little bit of yourself up so you can be have more clarity around your message, more clarity around who you are, what you want to create in the world, etc. And the sacral energy is a huge part of that. That's where the emotions live. So how do we learn to honor that and not have those big blow-ups? And how do we learn to create from that energy? And then lastly, and of course, if you guys haven't told, my throat is a little closed up today. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a new mountain air, but the throat chakra is how we speak that into existence. How do we work with what's coming up? How do we share that with the world? So that's what the process that I teach in my course, Turn Emotions Into Stories That Sell. How do we activate and work with the energy of the root of the sacral chakra, which is just our emotions? Whatever's ready to come up is ready for you to be felt, ready for you to release, and ready for you to alchemize into gold. That's how I really see it, is like whenever we're feeling a certain way, it's showing us the GPS, but it's also showing us every time you feel that anxiety a little bit bubbling up or anger or frustration, you have that opportunity to truly feel it and allow it to move through you and kind of really release some of your karma or old belief systems, if you, whatever perspective you have in yoga, they call it a samskara, just a little piece of karma, a little piece of, stuck energy that's ready to come up. And the more present we can be with that, the more we can become that channel. So we know we have the clarity to express ourselves, to share that message with the world, to truly speak what we want to come into existence. So to tie that all together from an energetic perspective, those are the three main chakras that I work with in the course that I talked about, to be able to work with the energy of our emotions so we can tell a better story to ourselves. Hello, why not be nicer and happier? Why not? And also so we can share authentically online. And this whole process I teach is under 15 minutes, 5, 8 minutes of the physical practice, 5, 8 minutes to really just take a few seconds to journal or think about it through your head. I have a few prompts to really engage what's coming up for you, how to move through it, and also how to use that energy to create a post, create a podcast episode. If you're creating a new course, doesn't matter. It's that life force energy that wants to speak through you. And the last thing I want to say about this is Einstein always said energy can't be created or destroyed. It just changes states of matter. And that's what you're doing here. You're using that anxiety, the anger, the not enoughness, whatever you want to call it. You're working through it, allowing it, and it's creating more of the focus. It's creating more of the confidence, creating the clarity. It's just changing states of being or changing vibration. And the more authentic we can be with ourselves, that authenticity from a vibrational standpoint, I love how science can now back up a lot of the spiritual claims. They measured the frequency of different emotions, and the highest frequency wasn't love, wasn't joy, wasn't bliss. It was authenticity. So if that doesn't inspire you to be that authentic self, I don't know what is.
I also don't know. Thank you so much. I think this Einstein picture that you just gave us, this story, makes so much more sense. My friends, if you want to have Lorraine's course, you will have an easy access to it in the show notes. And also, if you're enjoying our conversations, head over to the review section on Apple Podcast. Tell us that you liked it, because only this way we know. And we can create more of this. We are happy to do so. Lorraine, is there anything before we round up the conversation that we still should know that is very important regarding our emotions and how we can transform them into stories?
I would just say, whatever's coming up for you, whether it's an emotion, physical sensation, something in your life, it's all happening for you. It's all leading your way to that massive impact, that massive income that you know you're here to live, to be.
I love that. This is an incredibly important and encouraging message. Thank you so much for teaching us.
Thank you.